Here's the dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's Friday morning, and that means our Friday regular features are starting. You big dummy! Hey, by the way, Dan, the other night on Seth Meyers' show, he was doing his usual sort of, you know, he sits at the desk. Instead of doing a monologue, he's at the desk and he does, like, the news, like he used to do on Weekend Update. And many of it is Trump-related. And one of the punchlines of a joke was he actually played a clip from Sanford Sun at the end. Because he said, like, his advisors are Fred Sanford and Trump is Lamont. And then they cut to Fred talking to Lamont and he goes, "You big dummy!" And then they cut away. got a huge laugh, too. Nice to see, like, 50 years later, Fred Sanford still killing it. Dummy number one, dummy number one. Keep in mind, these are all real stories, and we're voting on who's the biggest dummy. Authorities say a man sent to state prison for bank robbery has robbed the same Cleveland bank branch the day after his release. Federal prosecutors in Cleveland said 40-year-old was indicted Tuesday on a single count of bank robbery for robbing Cleveland Key Bank, that branch on April 12th. Prosecutors said he took over $1,000. The man was sentenced to 30 months in prison in April 2016, including time served, after pleading guilty to robbing the same bank branch in November of 2015. He was released on April 11th.
Hit laws, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Customs officials said an airline crew member on a flight from Jamaica was found to be hiding 9 pounds of cocaine inside his pants. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the man was a crew member on a Fly Jamaica Airways flight that arrived March 17th at JFK International Airport from Montego Bay. He presented himself for inspection upon arriving in New York. He was taken to a private search room where officers found 4 packages of cocaine taped to his legs and under his pants. The cocaine weighed about 9 pounds and had an estimated street value of $160,000. This seizure is an example of our CBP officers being ever vigilant in protecting the United States from the distribution of illicit drugs, said Leon Hayward, acting director of CBP's New York field operations. The man was arrested on suspicion of importation of a controlled substance and turned over to Homeland Security investigations.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Three! Police on Long Island say a man who held up a string of businesses while hiding behind a surgical mask has been identified by his mother. The 50-year-old Bellport man turned himself in on Monday, 2 days after police released a picture of the suspect during an April 24th robbery at a gas station. Police say that the man told them his mother was able to identify him from the picture. He was arraigned Monday on 5 counts of first-degree robbery.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Police in Oregon said a suspect led police on a chase while riding a stolen motorcycle with the vanity license plate reading X-Felon. That's the letter X, felon, all caps. The Springfield Police Department said Brock Antoine Williams, 35, was recognized Wednesday by an officer in the parking lot of an Albertson store. The officer determined Williams, a convicted felon, had a warrant for his arrest on parole violations related to an unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Williams sped off on a Ducati motorcycle while the officer waited to be joined by a patrol officer in a marked car. The officer followed Williams in an unmarked car and made a note of ex-felon license plate, which bore an expired North Dakota tag. Police arrested Williams, who claimed he hadn't been riding the motorcycle. Police discovered the bike had been reported stolen in June 2017. The ex-felon plate had not been on the motorcycle at the time of the theft, leading us to believe that whoever stole the bike put the plate on it. Springfield Police Lieutenant Scott McKee told Springfield Register Guard that since these guys make license plate in prison, you would think he'd be a little more creative. Oh, jokey, jokey.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five. Number five. Police in Britain shared video of two clumsy robbers who lost some of their cash to a strong gust of wind. The Greater Manchester Police posted a video to YouTube showing footage of the two suspects fleeing after robbing a travel agent's office in Droysland, England. The video, filmed on March 17th, shows cash falling out of the robbers' pockets and being carried away by the wind. The men attempt to retrieve some of the wind-blown money before fleeing in a silver car. Police said the footage was released in the hopes of identifying the suspects. This duo threatened innocent people working in the travel agents and should know that their actions are utterly unacceptable. Police Constable Phil Shigar of GMP's Tameside Borough. They took every step to secure the money in the shop. They left the stolen notes in their wake as they fled from the scene, he said. I'd urge anyone who saw these two men and caught sight of them dropping notes as they ran from the travel agents to get in touch with the police and share what you know. All right. We have to break for the news, and we come back. We will recap and vote for the dummy of the week. All right, we'll take a break. You got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are ya? It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up. Get your Fly Jams ready to go. DJ Shagru will be ready. Beret and all. 312-981-7200. And also, we've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies coming up. And we're in the middle of You Big Dummy right now. We're live in the Allstate Studio in the showcase right here on Michigan Avenue here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. My main man, the best, Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. All right, we just read the stories of all the dummies doing dumb stuff. Now it's time for the recap and the vote. So here we go. We got the dummy who robbed the same bank the day after he was released. We got the guy who tried to smuggle 9 pounds of drugs in his pants. The guy who turned himself in after his mom recognized him in a photo released by police. The guy who tried to escape police on a motorcycle with a license plate that read ex-felon. And the guy who lost some money, the guys who lost some money due to some wind gusts. Okay, Dan, where are you going with this this week's intriguing dummy section?
You know, I find it interesting that the guy was just like, well, my mom recognized me, so I have to turn myself in. It's like, well, was your mom going to turn you in? Or you're just like, well, if my mom figured it out, right, then somebody else will. So that one kind of fascinates me. But I think just for the pure coincidence of a ex-felon license plate appearing on the motorcycle. So, you know, the question is like, did he see that motorcycle and go, yep, that one?
Yeah.
Or did he just grab it randomly and it just happened to say ex-felon? Either way, that pushes it over the top.
So you're going with ex-felon.
That's good.
All right, ex-felon license plate. I also like the smart-ass remark the cop made.
Always good.
Always good. If he makes he makes license plates. Do they still make license plates in prison?
I don't believe they do.
Oh, I don't think so either. That was an old thing. All right. All right, Esmeralda, what dummy is your dummy?
I like the one with the money flying around.
The money flying out of their pants.
Because I imagine it would turn into a Benny Hill sketch.
Oh, so you want to hear the music. Yeah, that's pretty funny. But they'd have to be going like in fast motion.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. And then like
anytime that music plays, that's what happens.
Then exactly. And then an old bald man will have to come in. You have to slap him on the head a bunch of times.
Yep.
My dad laughed every time they did that gag. Every time the old bald dude got slapped on the head repeatedly, my dad would fall off the couch laughing. Which doesn't seem like a surprise, right?
Neither my
dad laughing at that.
You see where he gets his inspiration.
Exactly. You know his comedy stylings, Esmeralda. How sophisticated they are. I directed this play called Toast of the Town. It was still one of my favorite plays that I've ever directed. And we had several moments in the show where we would hit the Benny Hill theme because the Laura McKenzie played the director of this play within the play, and she was hot for one of the actors. The director was hot for one of the actors. And every once in a while, she would run across stage chasing him. And so we would play, and they would just run around. They would do it like 4 or 5 times. And it got a massive laugh every time. Because you can't help but laugh when you hear that song. You can't. It's just, what's the name of that song? Does anybody know the name of that song? It's got to have a name, right?
Yeah, it does have a name.
I think it's like because I don't think it was written for the Benny Hill show. I think Benny Hill adapted it or took it and put it into his show. But I think it does have I think it's got like a name, if I'm not mistaken. So Esmeralda is picturing the British, and they're British too. That's another thing that's great, Esmeralda. They're British guys. Okay, you know what? We're going to have
it as Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax. That's it. That's it. That's the one. Dan, we're going to have somebody call in to break the tie, because I'm going with the guy who robbed the same bank the day after he was released. That is the definition of dumb. So we need somebody to call in and break the tie. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I voted for the guy who robbed the same bank the day after he was released from prison. Dan's going with the motorcycle guy with the ex-felon license plate. And Esmeralda's going Benny Hill. With the British guys running out of the travel agents with money flying out of their pants. So just one break or one vote, and it'll break the tie. You have to vote for one of those three. 312-981-7200 so that we can crown our dummy of the week. Do we have somebody? All right. Here is Frank on WGN. Frank, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for the guy on a motorcycle.
All right. Ex-felon. Dan, you got it. That's the dummy of the week. All right, Frank. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, pal, there's our deciding vote. It's ex-felon. He's the dummy of the week. That's really dumb, too. Just really, really dumb. All righty, then. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better jump, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Dan, should we wait? Because I can do the quick intro and then we can come back.
Why don't we knock out one or two?
All right, here we go. This is when you listen to this radio station, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the information, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, shall we begin?
We begin with Brian. He heard this one of Steve Cochran. We begin with Brian. You heard this one of Steve Cochran.
You know, these things can get a little lengthy.
Okay.
Margaret from the North Side emailed this one of Steve Dale.
I like a quickie with you.
Oh! Wow, man.
And then the last one before we break, Eric sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
But it's absolutely been too cold for me to get out there and do it. But this weekend, it's time to do it, huh?
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, see, that's the idea, everybody. That's straight out of context. We got more coming up here, but we have to break here for weather and traffic. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better jump, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back,
out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yes, that's right. It's Straight Out of Context, continuing on our Friday regular features. And we continue with Straight Out of Context. That'll lead into Nick D's Show Spies. And then we get funky on a Friday with Fly Jams Friday. Dan.
Yes.
Let us continue.
Brian heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
You got Hooters for Dave.
Oh man, that's good. Okay.
Derek the truck driver emailed this one of John Hansen.
720 WGN, John Hansen Esmeralda in. That's Jesmeralda filling in, and we haven't done it yet.
Whoa. Wow. So they're now Jesmeralda?
That is the nickname.
That's the nickname?
For their co-hosting duties.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right, I like that. All right.
Mart from the north side sent in this one of Lou Manfredini.
Poke away. Poke away.
Jeez. Oh, man. Okay.
Aaron and Aurora heard this one of Pete McMurray.
10 inches. I feel like do we have a ruler down here?
No, come on, man. Come on now. Can't do that. All right.
Streamwood Steve emailed this one of Roger Badish.
Let it freely hang.
I can't tell you the number of times I've heard Roger say that in the middle of the night. All right.
Doug in Kansas City sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I knew some troublemakers who would hit it.
Wow. I don't know. Esmeralda's not in the hut, so I don't know what the context was. Was that when she was on with John?
No, that was when we were talking about elevators and the panic button.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right.
Brian heard this one of Dean Richards.
On the WGN TV morning news tomorrow, I'll show it to you.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Andrea.
I'm telling you, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes.
Oh, man. I wonder how many people tuned in to see Dean, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a great tease.
Monster ratings.
Yeah. Okay.
And then this one of Wendy.
What happened?
I don't know. Hang on one sec.
All right.
Let's try that again.
All right.
It's finally nice enough to do it, so Steve's just decided he's going to go outside.
I understand the context of that there.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where that came from. All right, still a little dirty.
Another one of Wendy.
That's pretty big.
Brother, all right.
Lake Geneva Dan emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
Again, and we actually did it again.
Wow. Esmeralda's missing the Lou Manfredini. Get a couple of Lou Manfredinis. Okay.
Eric sent in this one of Dave Bennett.
I'm just not quite sure I've got the endurance to do it.
Are you kidding? Dave's the healthiest one in this building.
He was. Yeah, actually, they were talking about that 0.5K that we had also talked about.
Oh, they were?
He was projecting someone who would be participating in it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, next.
Jesse heard this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. You know I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Some form of milk.
Oh, because it was a milk product.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then finally,
yeah?
Jesse and Brian J. emailed this one of you.
V, get on it, man. Oh, man. I don't even... and then I discovered... But we were talking about Escape from New York, but then we also discovered that V also hasn't seen Escape from New York, but they've both seen Escape from L.A. which I have a framed poster of in my apartment, I would like you to know. But I don't have a framed poster of Escape from New York, so I guess I'm a screw up too. All right, well, there you go. That's straight out of context. That's how it works. So, yeah. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like
hey. Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Spies, spies, spies. Like us.
Yeah. That's right. All right. This is Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. We want to hear when people are talking about us. So when that happens, jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. We got some spies.
We do. Wild Bill, Lake Geneva, Dan, and Brian.
Okay.
Four clips this week. Esmeralda and John were filling in for Matt Bubala, and they were talking about what they were doing on the show, and you came up.
We're going to do National Karaoke Week.
Yeah, so it's National Karaoke Week, so we're going to talk about that. I was very inspired, because I listen to Esmeralda every single morning, and Nick, on the way into work, and Esmeralda always sings on Nick's show, and she made up lyrics and words for a song she didn't know when they played Pop Up Video, right?
What, yeah, it was a Billy Joel song.
Which one?
Keeping the Faith.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
I know the words, so I just sang, I'm keeping the faith. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
It was great.
I'm buying it.
That's not actually how it goes.
I'm in.
that is a too? Chorus.
Don't ask Roger to sing ABBA. He will. Or ABBA. Boy. Yeah.
Wow. Did the cat show up while you did that, Esmeralda? Did they?
One cat showed up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. They were all sleeping. So.
Okay. All right. What's next?
A little bit later in their fill-in, John and Esmeralda were talking to Roger about a picture they saw of him from many years ago in which he was rocking a magnificent mustache. And they mentioned Movember and you.
That mustache was at least a year's worth there.
It's incredible.
Roger, yeah. You have to do this for Movember.
Yeah, but I have to shave it first then.
Right.
Yeah, you got to shave it in November and don't grow the beard, just the mustache.
Right. And do it for November and raise some money.
Shave the beard. Okay. Yeah, I want to see. No,
I just hate shaving. That's why I have a beard.
No. Okay, but this would be for charity.
I know this is for charity, Roger. Do it for charity.
Roger,
Nick does it, and I don't want to intrude on Nick's fundraising.
Everyone does it. The whole country does it.
Yeah, I know.
It's charity, Roger.
I consider that to be Nick's thing.
Yes, the excuse of, well, other people are doing it doesn't work with charity.
I
don't want to intrude on this person's charity by being charitable. Roger, it looks like an animal is living on your face. I can't get over this picture.
I think it would be amazing if both, because then it would be both you and Nick doing the Movember.
So Roger thinks that it's my thing.
It's yours. He doesn't want to intrude.
I am one of millions.
You know, raising money and all. It's just your thing.
By the way, that is a pretty spectacular mustache.
I want him to rock that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if he can. I don't know if it could be that spectacular in only a month, though. You know what I mean? Like, I think he could because I think he can grow a good, solid mustache.
Well,
no question about it.
I think he should try.
Oh no, I agree. I think everybody. I think all men should shave and grow a mustache in Movember.
You could have a stash off.
Yeah, well, Roger will win that. There's no question about it. So. Anyway, yeah, all right. Yeah, Movember, it's not just me, everybody. Anybody can join up and raise money for a great cause. I do it every year, and it's always fun. Okay. And then Esmeralda gets to laugh at me on November 1st. Because I too also hate shaving, which is why I have a beard. I agree with Roger on that. I hate shaving.
It's just off-putting.
I know, but when I come in all clean shaven, Esmeralda just laughs in my face.
It's just off-putting, because I don't see you that way, and then out of nowhere.
I want to see, when Vic came in clean shaven one time, I was like, whoa! Because Vic's got the best beard of all of us. Wouldn't you say, Dan? Oh,
by far.
I mean, he's spectacular. But, Badish has a good beard, mine's all right. But Vic's is dead. That's a real beard. That's a real man's beard.
You don't know how to feel, though, when your girlfriend says she prefers your face covered with hair. Just cover that up, please.
Yeah. Dan, should we break?
These are short.
They're short.
Get them in,
all right, we'll squeeze them in.
All right, we try to keep things light on the overnight, and Dave Plyer keeps that going on his show.
What's going on, Dave?
Well, you know what? Headlines. I'm looking at some headlines.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to try to get on the tall soapbox. I'm just going to keep it on the low soapbox.
Okay.
People don't like that overnights.
Yeah, they want it a little
especially
looser.
Especially when you're Nick. Listen to Nick all week. I mean, Nick is easy going, get you through your night.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Okay, and?
And finally, early this week, Steve Cochran broadcast from the sidewalk of Michigan Avenue and noticed your Walk of Fame plaque.
So as we take a look here, Dave, where is your star exactly? Because I got Orion, I got Max. Look, there's Nick DiGilio.
Dave's way down.
Dave's in the low-rent district?
Yeah, you have to walk towards the lake. You'll come to me.
So what am I, on Park Place? Because I'm right by Roy and Orion, man. And Bob Collins, those are the guys that surround me. So I'm on Park Place, and he's Baltic Avenue. All right, let's take a quick break. Thank you, everybody. And we'll have the news after this.